Police have arrested two people following a deadly shooting at a mosque in Quebec City in Canada. At least six people have been killed. This happened after gunmen opened fire during evening prayers. Witnesses are saying that up to three gunmen had fired on about 40 people inside the Islamic Cultural Centre of Quebec. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has released a statement condemning this terrorist attack on Muslims in a centre of worship and refuge. On the line right now, Kelly Gregg, a reporter for Global News, who joins us. Kelly is travelling at the moment from Montreal to Quebec to cover this story. Kelly, good afternoon to you, Australian time.
Good afternoon to you, or good evening, Canadian time.
I know. Is it early morning there at the moment? And can you tell me what the very latest is coming from your authorities there?
Well, just a few minutes ago, the provincial police force here in Quebec updated reporters on the latest situation. They did confirm that six people have been killed. At least eight have been wounded. They have two suspects in custody. One was actually arrested on the scene at the mosque. The other one was arrested not too far away, actually, on a bridge headed out of Quebec City. We are still waiting for details, but the mayor of Quebec City and the provincial premier here in Quebec should be giving a news conference within the half hour to update reporters on exactly what's happening and what the situation is.
I don't expect that you will know the answer to this at this stage, because I know that mixed information comes out in the early stages following an incident like this. But we've had witness reports of three gunmen going in there. You're talking about two being detained. Is there a suggestion that there is still one at large?
There was a suggestion earlier in the evening. I have only seen it from one news source, but so far the confirmed answer from the police that is there are two. There's no reports of any section of the city being on any sort of lockdown either, so that would suggest that they would have both suspects in custody, but right now we are still working to confirm those details.
Do we know anything about the gunmen who have been detained, Kelly?
The police are being very tight-lipped at this point about the gunmen themselves. We say gunmen. We're not even sure if they are men or if they are women. But we should have some more details as the story evolves. Unfortunately, it's very tight-lipped at this point about who exactly has committed these crimes.
We understand, and we send all of our love from Australia to everyone there in Canada. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Kelly Gregg, reporter for Global News. There is one newspaper report saying that one of the suspects was a 27-year-old with a Quebec name, and one had an AK-47 in his possession. One witness says the gunman yelled Allah Akbar as they carried out the attack, but this is an attack on Muslims. So they are trying to get to the bottom of it at the moment, but it is certainly being considered as a hate crime or a terror incident, an attack on Muslims. In this case, an allegation that one of the gunmen was yelling out Allah Akbar, which is something that we often hear when it's a terror attack perpetrated by Islamic terrorists. So this looks like possibly the opposite. But as Kelly said at the moment, they're still trying to get on top of every detail of that.